those memories of being in the 64 earthquake are with me forever, and pretty vivid even to this day, 50 years later. My mother was in the kitchen preparing a pot of chili and this beautiful cake, birthday cake for my brother in the shape of a guitar. He was a Beatle wannabe at that time. I remember hearing her scream and the chili just went all over the kitchen and all over the cake. Door fell open to the closet and my brother's birthday presents fell out of the closet, so he got to see what he was going to get.
Bill, where were we?
Well, we lived in East Anchorage at that time.
Oh, what do you remember about that first 5.5 minutes?
As bookcase started to walk across the floor was when I decided it was time to get out.
I don't know who left first, but got outside and I kind of held on to the little green VW bug.
But what I remember most was the alders and the cottonwoods across the street, wild swinging back and forth.
On this particular night, instead of taking the shore boat across, we took a skiff, a 16-foot lap strake skiff. And we were about halfway to the Langfeld beach where we were going to beach the boat and then walk up. And Warren stood up in the bow and he said, "Did you feel that? Did you feel that?"
When you reach a point where there's nothing that you can do to take care of your own family, you just say, "Okay, I'll take care of what I can, somebody else's family, and somebody else is going to look after mine, I hope."
We were stuck there. We were stuck on Sitka side, and the shore boat was on the Mount Edgecombe side, and they weren't going to go again until the next morning.
It gave me an opportunity to gather an incredible amount of data with the villagers of Old Harbor and Kaguyak, who evacuated, actually, to Airport Heights School. I met them in Anchorage, and that's where I recorded the original stories.
We headed for Old Harbor because they were wiped out, too. And we're going through hundreds of empty oil barrels, overturned boats, broke up houses, deep freezes, refrigerators, anything that could float.
Again, I don't remember being scared. I just remember being like, wow, this is maybe even cool. This is cool.
That was the worst part of the whole thing for me, was coming home and finding my family gone. All there is a note on the table from Betty saying that they went to Chiniac. 12 people had drowned on those roads because they got caught in the head of the bays, and that
12 frantic hours later,
I'm panic stricken.
Bob finally got a call that his wife and kids had been evacuated to Chiniac by plane and were safe. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.